Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage, and the Dominican Prior is St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the second week of Lent, March 2nd, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of Luke, where Luke writes, Jesus said to his disciples, Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. There are commands of Jesus that strike us as difficult, even demanding. And then there are commands that leave us quietly undone. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Not try to be merciful. Not be merciful when it feels reasonable, but be merciful as God is merciful. At first hearing, this sounds almost impossible, because it is. Jesus is not giving us a manageable moral suggestion. He is revealing the very heart of God and then daring us to live from that heart. To understand this command, we must first be honest about how we usually understand mercy. Human mercy often has limits. We ration it. We calculate it. We extend it cautiously, often after the offender has proven themselves worthy, after the apology is sincere enough, after the change is visible enough, after the wound has stopped aching. But Jesus does not say, be merciful as your neighbor is merciful. No, he says, be merciful as your Father is merciful. And the mercy of the Father is incomprehensible. God's mercy does not begin with our repentance. It creates our repentance. It does not wait for our conversion. It makes conversion possible. It does not respond to our goodness. It precedes it. This is the mercy revealed throughout salvation history and fully unveiled in Christ. Jesus does not approach sinners with conditions. He approaches them with presence. He sits at the table. He touches the unclean. He looks into the eyes of those who have failed and sees not a problem to be solved, but a beloved child to be restored. And yet, if we are honest, this kind of mercy unsettles us. Because mercy, when it is real, costs something. It costs the pride that wants to be right. It costs the ego that wants to be justified. It costs the resentment we secretly nurse because it gives us a sense of power. Mercy feels dangerous because it seems to risk being taken advantage of. It feels unfair because it does not always align with our sense of balance and proportion. And it is precisely why Jesus roots mercy not in fairness, but in the Father. God is not fair in the way we understand fairness. God is faithful. God is love. Lent, then, is not primarily a season of moral self-improvement. It is a season of relearning who God is and who we are in relation to Him. When Jesus says, be merciful, He is not merely instructing our behavior. He is inviting us to share in God's own way of seeing the world. To be merciful is to see others not as they appear at their worst moment, but as they are in God's desire and hope. It is to refuse to reduce a person to their sin their failure, their wound, or their defensive mechanisms. It is to believe, sometimes against all evidence, that grace is still at work. This is especially difficult when the person in front of us is not an abstract sinner, but someone close, a family member, a colleague, a fellow parishioner, or even ourselves. Yes, ourselves. One of the most overlooked dimensions of mercy is how reluctant we are to receive it personally. We may speak easily of God's mercy in general, yet resist it when it confronts our own shame, our own repeated failures, our own long-standing patterns. But mercy that is not received cannot be given. The measure we use will be measured back to us, not because God is punitive, but because our hearts can only give what they have allowed themselves to receive. So Lent asks us gently, persistently, where have I closed myself off from mercy? Whom have I decided is beyond it? Where do I cling to judgment as a way of protecting myself? To be merciful as the Father is merciful does not mean excusing sin or denying truth. Jesus never does that. Mercy is not softness. It strengthens. It is love that refuses to abandon the truth, and truth that refuses to abandon love. At the cross, we see the full measure of this mercy. Sin taken seriously enough to be confronted, and sinners loved deeply enough to be saved. This is the mercy Jesus commands, not as a burden, but as a participation in his own life. And so, this Monday of the second week of Lent, we are not asked to master mercy. We are asked to surrender to it, to let it shape our instincts, soften our reflexes, and widen our hearts. Because, in the end, mercy is not something we do. It is someone we allow to live within us. Let us pray. Merciful God, your mercy is deeper than our understanding and wider than our fears. You see us not as we are in our weakness, but as we are in your love. You pursue us not with accusation, but with patience and hope. In this holy season of Lent, soften our hearts, where they have grown hard. Open our hands where they have clenched in judgment, and heal our vision where we have learned to see others and ourselves without compassion. Teach us to be merciful as you are merciful, slow to anger, rich in kindness, faithful, even when love costs. May your mercy take flesh in our words, our choices, and our silence, and may it lead us step by step to the joy of your kingdom. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return to my hermitage each and every day when we reflect over the Word of God and apply it to our spiritual journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.